From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is being moved to a rehabilitation hospital in Houston today, less than 2 weeks after she was critically wounded during the shooting rampage in Tucson. Her doctors say her recovery so far has been remarkable, but neurosurgeon Michael LaMole says the rehab process can be challenging.
It's not uncommon for people to initially improve and then plateau for a little while and then improve again. So everyone has to gear their expectations towards what she's willing to show for us, as opposed to what we want.
And the chief medical officer at Memorial Hermann Hospital in Houston agrees. Dr. Gerard Francisco says the recovery process depends on a lot of factors.
It depends on the person's ability to tolerate the intensive rehabilitation program. It also depends on other factors such as proximity to the family, social support.
But Giffords' husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, says he's confident his wife will bounce back.
I mean, she is a fighter like, you know, nobody else that I know. So I am extremely confident.
The U.S. Capitol Police Force has a contingent of officers at the Houston Hospital looking to step up security there in advance of Giffords' arrival. President Obama departs the White House within the hour for Schenectady, New York, a trip focused on competitiveness and jobs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Schenectady is the home of GE's largest energy division and the future home of the company's advanced battery plant.
President Obama has made big bets on clean energy as the kind of industry likely to spark new jobs in the U.S. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says GE is a good example of that.
This is a company that has brought jobs from overseas back into the United States, a company that saw an expansion of the business that they do all over the world that supports jobs here in America.
Keeping U.S. industries competitive in the world is also likely to be a theme of the President's State of the Union address next week. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A new government report says U.S. taxpayers may get back their entire investment in the bailout of insurance giant AIG. NPR's Paul Brown has details from the report explaining how that might happen.
Taxpayers own the vast majority of AIG, which became a poster child for lax financial regulation and mismanagement during the financial meltdown. AIG got more bailout money than any other company. It's paid back a small portion itself, and the government plans to get back as much of the rest as possible by selling the AIG stock it holds. A new Government Accountability Office report says the stock price and the strength of AIG's business will determine how well taxpayers do. The Treasury Department official in charge of getting back bailout money says the AIG process is going better than expected. He says taxpayers are now in a strong position to recover every dollar put into AIG. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Stocks are rallying on Wall Street. The Dow is up 75 points, the Nasdaq up 17. This is NPR. A court in Britain has approved the extradition of a terrorism suspect who's wanted in the U.S. in connection with an alleged plot to detonate explosives aboard the New York City subway system. The court said 24-year-old Abid Nasir can be sent to the U.S. to stand trial. Former Russian spy Anna Chapman embarks on a new career today when she starts hosting a program on Russian TV. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow that while nine other undercover agents deported last year from the U.S. have disappeared from view, Chapman is now a very public figure.
Secrets of the World with Anna Chapman has been given a Friday late-night slot on the minor Ren TV channel. Billed as the world's most mysterious woman presenting the most mysterious program, Chapman promises to reveal every mystery if the viewer is brave enough. She initially kept a low profile after the 10 spies were flown to Russia in July, but by the end of October she had stripped to her underwear for a glossy men's magazine, started working for a bank, and attended a rocket launch to the International Space Station. She has since become a leader of the ruling United Russia Party's youth wing and was even given a pet lion cub when she appeared on a popular TV talk show on New Year's Eve. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
House Republican leaders are being pressured by conservative lawmakers to make much more drastic cuts in spending than the leaders have proposed. The conservatives are members of the Republican Study Committee, which is comprised of more than two-thirds of GOP lawmakers in the House. They want to slash $100 billion from non-defense programs immediately. That would require funding for most federal agencies to be cut by one-third. Even if such cuts were to pass the House, they're unlikely to make it past the Democratic-controlled Senate or President Obama. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for